Another emergency rate cut from the Fed to crisis era lows near 0% does little to soothe fearful markets. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Global shares are taking a fresh plunge despite coordinated central bank action to help shore up the global economy. European benchmarks are down between 7 and 8.5% this morning. That's after stocks in Asia ended down between 2 and 4%, and as U.S. stock futures fell 5%, halting trade. Brent crude has shed 5.5%, while gold prices are up just slightly. Data out of China today underscored how much economic damage COVID-19 has already done to the world's second largest economy. Official numbers showed the worst declines on record as industrial output plunged 13.5% and retail sales tumbled more than 20% in the first 2 months of the year. The question many are asking this morning is whether monetary policy is enough to get the global economy through this crisis. Randy Krosner is a former member of the Fed's Board of Governors.
They're doing what they can, but the key thing to realize is that central banks can't cure the virus, they can't repair the broken supply chains, so they can do what they can do to try to provide stability in the markets and continued credit flow, but it's going to require actions by health authorities, by fiscal authorities, to provide key actions to really address the problem at hand.
And that's the bottom line, isn't it? Companies like airlines and retailers, they all still have bills to pay, rent to make. These obligations just don't go away despite customer revenues drying up.
For sure. One of the key things that central banks can do is make sure that the financial markets continue to function and that companies can continue to get credit, especially small and medium-sized businesses. That said, if no one is buying their products or their services, their revenues are going to be going down. And so the challenge is to try to provide enough support in the interim to make sure that credit is available if they need it, but it is going to be on the health and fiscal side where the real action is going to take place to try to address the issue at hand.
And we've seen some companies going to governments and requesting assistance. How much support do governments need to provide and step in with now?
I think the key is not the quantity, but the focus, to make sure that the expenditures and the programs are focused on the issues. And so thinking about making sure that credit is available to small and medium-sized enterprise, the necessity for people to have continued incomes during this period where they may be laid off so that demand can continue. That is really the key in the short run, and that's going to come from the fiscal authorities.
Has that been done before? This is obviously very different from the 2008 financial crisis. Have governments provided that kind of support before?
It is similar in the sense that there is a scramble for U.S. dollar liquidity around the world, but that was the key thing that was needed to alleviate the crisis. Here, it is a necessary condition, but not sufficient. We haven't seen something like this really since the early part of the 20th century. So it's a challenge for governments around the world, for policymakers around the world, and for companies around the world.
Randy Krosner, former member of the Fed's Board of Governors, thanks so much for making sense of this morning.
Thank you very much.
Airline shares have been pummeled in Europe today after a number of companies, including British Airways parent IAG and France's KLM, announced severe cuts to capacity. As customer bookings dry up, airlines are warning the industry might not survive without emergency support. The British government said it will hold talks with the industry later this week. Aviation analyst Chris Terry explains what the airlines need now.
The only thing that's really ever important in financial terms in the airline industry is cash. We've seen a great focus on, first of all, how to conserve it by cutting capacity and now looking to lay off staff and beyond that, cut capital expenditure. We're seeing airlines go to banks to arrange additional lines of credit and also talking to governments.
And are they likely to get more cash from governments? Is there anything that the government can do to realistically prop up an entire industry now?
It has to be selective in terms of the support they provide, and there are a whole range of issues around moral hazard and everything else like that. But we've certainly seen, ranging from the US, where the emergency funding has been made available, and a number of airlines, it's been made known, are engaged in discussions with the government. And certainly in Europe, we've seen a number of governments say, yes, they are prepared to support their airlines or their airline industry. But I'm sure it will be on a case-by-case basis. We've seen severe downturns before, but never anything like this. And one thing is inevitable, that when the industry recovers, it will be in a different size and shape.
Given how quickly these airlines have cut capacity and laid off staff, as you say, how fast, realistically, could they then build all that back up? How resilient, then, also, is passenger demand likely to be? Are people going to be worried about traveling internationally for quite a while?
Well, I think we've got a number of factors, and the statements that have certainly been made this morning look at cutting capacity for the next 1-2 months. Obviously, we've just seen the US market close to all European countries from this evening, mainland Europe first and then the UK and Ireland. There are two things. One, when markets reopen. Two, when there is a perception that it is okay to travel, that people don't fear. And there becomes a point when price does overcome fear. We've seen that many times in the past. But then what we have to see is the airlines stimulate the market by offering low fares, and the market then recovers. And it's all on timing. If it runs into the summer is the peak period for all airlines, then life becomes very difficult into the final quarter.
Aviation analyst Chris Terry, thanks so much for your time.
Okay.
As the world figures out how to deal with the coronavirus outbreak, some companies are doing what they can to help. Production lines that usually turn out Christian Dior and Givenchy perfume will now make hand sanitizer to tackle a nationwide shortage across France. LVMH, the perfume brand's parent company, said the gels will be delivered for free to health authorities. If you've seen any other good news of resilience, send them our way. BBC Marketplace on Twitter. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.